death. I'm sick to death of war. I'm sick to death of the war in Iraq. Mom, they are coming for your sons. And now, daughters. Dad, they're raising the price on gas and lowering the value on life. It's getting bigger and lasting longer. More to die, for sure. While most don't even care as long as their life is not interrupted by such, such unpleasant and nasty things. Which, not mention even the very word, war. As much as I try to ignore, the nausea will not go away. I don't even care much for politics in general, but there is so much obvious corruption and such lack of interest that somehow I can't escape it, can't solve it, or cure the sickness of greed, can't stop hate, or teach happiness that has no price tag. So what do I do? I ask, what do you do? Feed your desire or channel your desire, looking out for the one or look out for the many. So what do I really do? Condemn the people who live not like I, nay, not fair individuality. What could be more beautiful than an uncorrupted soul? Then, what could be more revolting than a corrupted one? Ah, target your gun, deadly killing bullets, man. Pull the mechanism that sorts out corrupted from the uncorrupted. We are all at fault and found guilty of tolerance, both within ourselves and others. So you see, if the corruption lies within, then we must understand the thoughts that cause it in order to solve life riddles. Within I, me, we, us, we are them, they are us. United I stand with me. My dream for the wretch to look down upon the poor, the working woman, the toiling man as a lesser human for hardships they could not imagine to endure. Just joy riding with the slaves, honey. Oh, where art thou, my Robin Hood, my Joan of Arc? Please, I ask for your help, not your fucking money.
Shortly.